Inside the UWL Recreational Eagle Center, groups of college students take turns shooting basketballs. On the track circling above them, other students are running laps in neon-colored workout gear. Last spring, UWL students overwhelmingly approved an $8 million expansion of the rec center.
The bottom of the expansion will be a brand new kind of strength center, workout cardio facility, which is fantastic.
UWL Student Association President Kaylee Otterbacher says students will pay an extra $14 annually in segregated fees to finance the project. Seg fees cost UWL students about $1,200 per year and fund the student union, a sustainability initiative, and textbook rental, campus programs that do not get state support.
You know, I think for what you get, they are fair. The thing is, those seg fees might be high. They're all student-centered programs, and so they're programs that typically students have voted on that students want.
But the future of the rec center expansion is up in the air. Campus officials are hoping it will be included in the state's upcoming biennial budget. But with the governor looking to cut $300 million from the UW system, it's unclear if there's room for it. Plus, at the December Board of Regents meeting, UW System President Ray Cross said all existing and future seg fees would be subjected to unprecedented scrutiny.
As we all know, every campus has become more reliant on segregated fees, especially in the last decade or so. And we intend to do a better job of accounting for those fees and finding ways to reduce them wherever possible.
In fact, segregated fees have doubled at most of UW's four-year campuses over the last decade. Now, the average yearly seg fee is almost $1,250. Kaylee Otterbacher will be serving as a student representative on UW System's committee exploring seg fee reform. She says the cost of higher education is getting too expensive, but she says it should be up to students on individual campuses to increase or decrease seg fees, not the system.
It's not my job at UW La Crosse to decide what's best for UW Green Bay. It's not fair. Students elect their leaders. They're supposed to do that. That's the way it's always been done.
Along with segregated fees, President Cross wants to reform the approval process for campus building projects. UW facilities are generally funded two ways, through program revenue, like seg fees, and through state bonding.
I can only speak for our campus, and we think that everything we bring to the Regents is justified and important.
UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says it's difficult to tell how the UW system could change the approval standards since building proposals are already thoroughly vetted. There are eight major building projects underway at UWL, and the future is uncertain for half of them. Gao says he's concerned about getting a new residence hall approved, along with the student-backed rec center.
These are times when things that used to be pretty secure are not necessarily that way.
Building projects and segregated fees are just pieces of the UW budget conversation taking place right now. President Cross says he wants to keep education affordable while maintaining excellence. Whether expanding UWL's rec center and adding treadmills fits into those goals, that's ultimately up to the governor and the legislature. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.